Now, let's jump back over to Luke's story. It's kind of cool that we get two stories about Jesus' birthday, but it can also be confusing. And sometimes we might even be tempted to mash them both together into one, kind of like the nativity scene that you're driving through does. But both of our writers are trying to do their best, not to tell us what really happened when Jesus was born, but to help explain who Jesus was to them and how they got to know God better because they met Jesus. And I, for one, think that's pretty cool. So back to Luke's story. According to him, when Jesus was born, his family couldn't find any house to stay in. And so they stayed in someone's barn. And as you might have guessed, there wasn't a bed in that barn for the baby Jesus to sleep in. So he had to lay in a manger. This is not like a crib or a bassinet that you may have slept in when you were a baby. A manger is a raised box where farm animals can eat their feed. It's a feeding trough. What a surprising story Luke is telling here. We might think that God could have chosen someone to show the rest of us how to live a good life, like some great leader, or someone famous, or someone everyone listened to. But according to Luke's story, God's love is shown most clearly through a little baby lying in an animal feeding trough. God's love often shows up in ways we don't expect, and even the youngest people can know and show God's love.